You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. India on Wednesday summoned a senior American diplomat to protest against the US State Department's call for a fair legal process for arrested Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, just 4 days after registering a similar protest with Germany. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the government has taken a strong objection to a US State Department spokesperson's remarks on legal proceedings in India. The statement didn't refer to the summoning of the American diplomat, though people familiar with the matter said the US Acting Deputy Chief of Mission, Gloria Berbena, was called into the External Affairs Ministry. In diplomacy, states are expected to be respectful of the sovereignty and internal affairs of others. This responsibility is even more so in case of fellow democracies. It could otherwise end up setting unhealthy precedents, the statement said. The Enforcement Directorate has issued fresh summons to Trinamool Congress leader Mahua Moitra and businessman Darshan Hiranandani for questioning in a Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA, contravention case on 28 March, official news agency PTI reported, citing sources on Wednesday. Mahua Moitra, 49, was called for questioning earlier also by the ED. Mahua Moitra, who was expelled from the Lok Sabha in December for unethical conduct, has been renominated by her party from West Bengal's Krishnangarh seat in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The fresh summons followed the earlier two summons when she skipped the investigation and did not appear before the investigators on 11th March and 19th February. Mahua Moitra has been asked to join the probe with some documents related to some foreign investments related to the case. In 2022, India's youth accounted for 83% of the country's total unemployed population, according to the India Employment Report 2024, compiled jointly by the International Labour Organization, ILO, and the Institute for Human Development, IHD. Chief Economic Advisor V. Ananta Nageshwaran released the report on Tuesday. As per the study, the share of educated youngsters among all jobless people increased from 54.2% in 2000 to 65.7% in 2022. Also, at present there are more women, 76.7%, than men, 62.2%, among the educated but unemployed youths. This indicates that the problem of unemployment in India has become increasingly concentrated among the youth, especially the educated ones in urban areas, the report said. Former Congress MP Sanjay Nirupam on Wednesday expressed his displeasure over the Shiv Sena, UBT, declaring Amol Kirtikar's name as its candidate from the Mumbai North West constituency for the Lok Sabha elections and warning that he was open to all the options. I will wait for a week for the Congress leadership to take a decision, after which I am open to all the options, Sanjay Nirupam said at a press conference. From Mumbai Northwest, the Shiv Sena, UBT, nominated Amol Kirtikar, son of Shiv Sena MP Gajanan Kirtikar, who owes allegiance to Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shindelit Sena. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's wife Sunita Kejriwal, in her second media appearance on Wednesday, said that the jail chief minister will make a big expose related to the so-called excise policy scam before the court on Thursday. She said that he would also present to the court evidence to show where the proceeds of crime went. The Aam Aadmi Party chief was on Thursday, 21st March, arrested by the Enforcement Directorate for alleged irregularities in the now-scrapped 2021-22 excise policy. On Friday, 22nd March, he was remanded to the ED's custody till 28th March after he was described by the agency as the kingpin and key conspirator in the case. The agency will produce him before the court again on Thursday. Speaking from the CM's residence, Sunita said she had met her husband in jail on Tuesday evening.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.